Welcome to the centennial edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 11th of June 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On 7.14 by Ross VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Dale VK7DG. We also go out on UHFCB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. VK7 Centenary Month. Centennial Welcome. In 1923, the Wireless Institute of Australia, Tasmania Division, was incorporated, and this month we are celebrating this significant event with a bunch of activities. For the month, we will be operating a special call sign, VK7WIA. Listen out, and there is a special award for contacting VK7WIA during the month. If you would like to operate VK7WIA, then there is a story all about how to after this item. There will be a special QSL card and award certificate for contacting VK7WIA during June. AR Magazine for May-June will have a focus on VK7 history with a great article by Richard VK7RO on over a century of VK7 radio history. There will be a number of historical articles locked in over the rest of 2023 AR Magazines. The WIA National News broadcast on the 18th of June will be coming from the centennial state of VK7. Reg VK7KK managed to get some publicity nationally on Macca's show on the ABC Radio National on the weekend.
G'day, this is Macca.
Hello, this is Reg in Hobart.
G'day, Reg.
In June, we're celebrating the centenary of our amateur radio organisation in Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that by having open days for the public next Saturday, the 10th of June. We'll be at our club rooms, which is right up the top of the Domain in Hobart, the old radio station that was built for the Antarctic Communications.
Right.
And the following week, in the 24th, we'll be at Ulverston in the Scout Hall there. So we'll have historical displays, and we'll be showing off the new techniques that we're using in amateur radio and the sorts of things that's keeping amateur radio life and alive and active in the present world of computers and internets and so on. So yeah, we'd love to see the general public along.
All right, good on you, mate. And we mentioned the same sort of thing. They're doing the tag along with all the old ships around the world.
Yes, that's right, yes. I heard that. That's interesting. We'll be involved in that, no doubt.
Good on you, Reg. Mm. Good luck with that.
Okay, thanks, Macca.
Thank you.
As a lasting legacy of our centenary, we are standing up a web-based, publicly accessible historic repository. If you want to become involved, then please contact your regional person and have a chat with them. Take a look at the REST website and Facebook events for more details. That's 73 from the VK7 Centenary Committee. WIA VK7 Centenary. Celebrate our centenary. Use VK7WIA. To celebrate the centenary of organised amateur radio in Tasmania, you can apply to use the special call sign VK7WIA during June. A specified 3-day period will be allocated to you. You better hurry, as slots are filling fast, and there are only a few slots left, and the call sign will be operating at the Southern and Northwestern Open Days. A VK7 call sign is required, and you must be operating from within Tasmania. You don't have to be a member of the WIA, and digital and CW mode operation is encouraged. You must update the online logbook with your contacts. This will enable the Centenary Committee to upload the contacts into LITW and send special QSL cards, and UTC times and dates must be used. To book your time slot, email reg at vk7kk at wia.org.au with the following information. Request the 3-day period you are interested in, giving a first choice and second choice. Specify the bands and modes you most probably will use. Indicate the call sign and address of your station. There are a few restrictions relating to the use of this call sign, in that you may not participate in any contest or apply for any award or engage in fox hunts or the like under this call sign. Any inquiries, please give Reg Emeter a call on phone 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Contest news. Winter VHF and above field day. Well, the weather has begun to chill off, so that means you must be getting close to time for the winter VHF UHF field day. Yes, folks, it's time to go somewhere cold and play radios for a while. This year, the field day will be held from 0100 UTC on June the 24th through to 0059 UTC on June the 25th. Plenty of categories to participate in. No need to go portable, although it's a great opportunity to get out and about and play radio, but you can still operate from your home station. The field day is aimed at VHF and up. Two of the best places to listen for activity would be 52525, 146.5, 439 and 1296.15 on FM, and of course the usual SSB frequencies of 50.15, 144.15 and 432.15 are always worth a listen or a call. Knowing your current grid square is a requirement for logging, so perhaps do some Google Earthing or use one of the many apps that will let you know your six-digit Maidenhead locator. There are a couple of logging programs, VKCL and RD Contest Logger and N1MM. Both will talk to your radio, making logging easier. Why not introduce a new license holder to the world of field days? You never know where it may take them. Please remember to submit your log after the contest is finished. Hear you on the high bands. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Safety communications. North and South combined, keep up the good work. NTARC and Wyson South joined forces to provide rider tracking and safety communications at Pine Garda last weekend. The equine endurance event was special in that it was 30 years since the first ride year. Wyson has provided services at Pine Garda for almost half of that time, the first being in 2009. The Commons Group came together on Friday afternoon at the ride base at Pine Garda Recreation Ground to set up the base station before heading off to checkpoint locations to check signals. Pine Garda can be problematical, sometimes needing a repeater to access all checkpoints. This time, the 12-metre trailer-mounted antenna mast did the job. There were four comms locations on the track, two of which were passed through twice on each leg, giving six checkpoints in all, plus base. When the checking was satisfactorily completed, socialising was the order of the day, continuing into a very pleasant dinner at the pub in the paddock, before retiring to various accommodations including tent, caravans, the recreation hall, a QTH, an Airbnb in Binlog Bay, and a villa in St Helens. Oh, and there was an additional after-dinner before-bed gathering for further testing of samples of products from Scotland. This activity was restricted to those in residence at base. All went to plan on Saturday with an 80, 40 and 20 kilometre ride. Tracking occurred, a float was called out three times, and a farrier's toolbox picked up from base and brought to a do-it-yourself rider to refit a lost but recovered shoe. An additional activity at checkpoint 2-3 was dodging poo. Gary, VK7JGD, reported hazardous conditions for checkpoint personnel. Fortunately, the majority of the poo deposits, liberally spread at the location, were generously deposited by the resident sheep, so not so slushy and sticky as those that of the larger, sometimes paddock occupants. The weather was just about perfect throughout. The organisers expressed their appreciation for another job well done. After packing up at checkpoints and base, some of the southern contingent headed home, whilst the remainder returned to the pub in the paddock for another dinner. Saturday night was clear with a full moon and very cold. I left at 4 a.m. after packing up a very frozen camp and drove through freezing fog until Kanara. The crew members were VK7s, AG, ARN, DMG and XYL, ES and XYL, FEAT, GW, JGD, KPC, TW, ZAB, ZIR, ZSB and ZTT. A report with a map and pictures is posted on the NTARC blog. That's from Roger, VK7ARN, the NTARC Safety Communications Coordinator and WISEN member. Now news from the Northwest. Northwest VK7 Centenary Open Day. The Northwest Centenary Open Day happens on June the 24th, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. There will be an amateur radio display and demonstrations, and we are working on including obtaining amateur radio license, ALARA, SOTA, WWFF, POTA, Morse code, military radio display, slow scan television, APRS, optical communications, NTARC horse endurance timing system, DMR D-Star demo, ATV display operating, 5.7 GHz ATV transceivers, microwave radio system and antennas, ADS-B flight tracking, operating 2 meters 70 centimeters and HF stations, FT8 station operating, QSL card display, and audio equipment and operating equipment for vision impaired amateurs. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day. Coastal FM radio station will have their outside broadcast van on site doing live crosses to the event. If you can help on the day, then please contact Eric, VK7EV, who is coordinator for the day. Eric can be contacted on email ericvdneut1@bigpond.com. That's 73 from Eric, VK7EV. VK7RTV and VK7RDR update. Following advice of 91.5 tone being required to access the 2-metre voice repeater, VK7RTV located at Stowport, we now further advise that both 2-metre VK7RTV and 70-centimetre voice repeater VK7RDR are normally linked, other than broadcast times, using the All-Star network. Amateurs remote from these repeaters can access the repeaters as follows. VK7RTV, All-Star node 458983, Echo Link node 467772, VK7RTV-R, and VK7RDR, All-Star node 28348, Echo Link node 337626, VK7RDR-R. As mentioned, these repeaters will normally be in a linked state and occasionally may be linked to other amateur networked repeaters in VK2, 3, 4 or 6. This action has been taken to try and generate some activity on these repeaters, which most of the time remain in an unused and idle state. It's perhaps timely to remind amateurs of Spectrum's motto, use them or lose them. We hope to talk with you on the repeaters soon. 73 from Tony, VK7AX, and Jim, VK7JH. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Fridays, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that comes 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. The age-old question is whether to start an article with good news or the not-so-good news. Okay, we'll go with the latter first. News that we aren't particularly happy with. The NTAR committee has decided to cancel the hosting of the VK7 WIA centenary event for the North that was to be held in Launceston on the 17th of this month. Due to a lack of volunteers from the Northern Amateur Fraternity and the ongoing problems with the recent WIA changes in preferred insurance broker, we found ourselves unable to staff and were not willing to risk public safety to host the Northern Open Day. Thanks must, however, go to Peter VK7PD, who has spent much time trying to organise Northern event displays. Luckily, Peter's efforts are not in vain, and the NTAR committee will be taking these displays to the Ulverston Open Day to help grow the Northwest offerings. Thank you, Eric VK7EV, for offering us some table space. Now the good news. Hot from the web is the Harry Angel Memorial 80 metre sprint results for 2023. Peter VK7KPC was one of two VK7s that submitted logs to this 80 metre contest. Peter gained second place in the Morse section. This contact is in memory of Harry Angel, VK4HA, and according to AR magazine, at the time of his becoming a silent key, was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. That in itself is an achievement. The contest duration is based on 1 minute for every year of Harry's life, hence only 106 minutes. You can probably now see where the sprint part comes from. This was the first year all event logs would only be accepted in electronic logging format. As this event was in early May, this is probably why the logs have been verified and the results announced so quickly. The only other VK7 participant was Gary, VK7JGD, in the phone section. Congratulations to you both for waving the flag. Competition link is in the text version. We would like to thank all NTARC members who joined with Weissen South last weekend at Pine Garner for the annual equine endurance ride. Most NTARC members attending certainly made a full weekend of this event. All arrived on Friday afternoon, with some not getting back to Launceston until Wednesday. The pub in the paddock certainly lived up to expectations on Friday night, so most returned again on Saturday for more culinary delights. It's only a rumour that they were cleaned out of apple crumbles and sticky date puddings, even if it is true, or was true, Like any of these combined events, it's an excellent time to catch up and renew acquaintances. Event pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this event, or the link provided. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. That's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. June Centennial Presentation, Weather Satellite Image Reception. A huge thank you to Tony, VK7XTC, who gave us a fantastic presentation and real-time demonstration of receiving weather satellite pictures. This included the description of the quadrifilla quarter-turn helix antenna made from copper tube, the low-noise amplifier and bandpass filter, and the RTL-SDR dongle. Tony then described and demonstrated the software, G-Predict, which provides the satellite tracking and Doppler shift and WX to image for the conversion of the received data into a picture, and being able to apply various filters to enhance aspects of the data received. Tony's been receiving weather satellite pictures for many years, both here and in VK5, and has posted some very impressive single and composite images covering much of the southern and Tasman seas. Later in the night, Tony set up and received an actual picture from a passing NOAA satellite. Thanks to Tony for sharing this with the group. The presentation and image reception videos are available on the REAST YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Southern VK7 Centennial Lunch. Following much discussion and research, we have booked the Shoreline Hotel for our centenary lunch. Now waiting on confirmation, but please note in your diaries. It all happens on Saturday, July the 22nd from noon. The menu is a la carte, and therefore the cost depends on your selection. The location is the Shoreline Hotel, 10 Shoreline Drive, Howrah. There are only 60 places available and there are already 20 bookings, so please RSVP to Mike Jenner, VK7FB, ASAP, at email jenner.michael@gmail.com so we can ascertain numbers. The invitation is open to all VK7 amateurs and partners. We look forward to seeing you there. That's 73 from the VK7 Centenary Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. Our DATV Experimenters Night over the month of June will be a little different as we get the new DATV studio up and going. Whilst we are getting the studio working, we encourage members to bring along and share projects that they are currently designing, building, fixing or upgrading, and they do not have to be amateur radio related. A huge thank you to Damien, VK7SD, and Sean, VK7FAZE, who have been helping out. We are moving to a studio that uses hybrid SDR composite technology, along with a new video and audio mixer, and enhanced uses of Open Broadcaster Studio. We look forward to seeing you at the club rooms on Wednesday the 14th of June from around 6:30 p.m. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. July Presentation Night, Dayton Hamvention Experiences. We thank Hayden, VK7 Hotel, Kilo Delta 9 Sierra Bravo, who will be giving us a presentation on his experiences at the recent Dayton Hamvention in the US. Hayden was lucky enough to head to the US, tour around and catch up with many of his YouTuber ham radio buddies, and attend the Dayton Hamvention. This should be a fantastic presentation. It happens on Wednesday the 5th of July 2023 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. 73 from the REAST Committee. Training and Assessments. The next REAST Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, July the 29th. Please note this day has been moved 1 week due to the Centenary Southern Luncheon. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REAST Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or via the REAST website contact form. Check out the REAST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REAST Facebook page events for following further details. That's 73 from Red, 3K7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz negative offset. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a 600 kHz negative offset. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group. Meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee mornings in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. to noon. NTARC Wednesday the 14th of June, club technical night, from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Wednesday the 21st of June, Testnet and TechNet. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net, 144.190 upper sideband. Reest Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reest DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. Northwest SSTV Nights, 26th of June 2023, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2-metre repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Now events. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. Reest, June the 10th. Reest Centennial Open Day from 10 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Free sausage sizzle. NWTARC, June the 24th, Centenary Open Day. Scout Hall, Alexandra Road, Ulverston from 10 a.m. WIA, June 24 and 25, Winter VHF and Above Field Day Contest. Reest, July the 5th, Dayton Hamvest Experiences with Hayden VK7HH from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reest, July 22nd, Southern VK7 Centenary Lunch, Shoreline Hotel from 12 noon. Halara, November 2023, Halara Meet 2023, at Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7PD. Repeaters, Reest, Intark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB15, VK7FMAC, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Repeater 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to I've Just Missed VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call sign only. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the Centenary VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, and stay safe from Idris VK7ZIR.